With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Thursday, it's 8 o'clock, and Adrian's scuffling his face.
Thanks. You? Salad. I was eating salad, Dave.
Are you sharing your salad?
No.
Have you brought enough for everyone?
I'm down the pub. You all right?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I've got a cough, and my wife's got COVID, and my daughter's got COVID, so I'll probably get that this weekend.
No way.
But it won't stop me. Yeah.
Does that mean that you won't be going out metal detecting this weekend, then?
I will, because I can. So, yeah. No, I will.
Because you're well hard, because you're from Essex.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, and it's the weather's lovely. Absolutely. And last Sunday, it was... Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But yeah, no, I'll be out this weekend.
I'm going out Saturday. Definitely.
With what metal detector, David?
With the Vanquish metal detector.
540.
You'll miss First 540. Time? First time. Well, I've used it just for the day when he was trialing out the air detector. Air detector, by the way, let me just let you know. I've communicated with some of the people in the Ukraine, Alexei Samkov and Konstantin I can't pronounce his last word. They're from the air detector team, camper in the Ukraine. Two days ago, they were both fine. Alexei's English isn't as good as Konstantin. And he went into some depth of the conversation, and it's... It was the night that you were expecting Kiev to be leveled, the very first night, and that's what he said. He was expecting Kiev. Sorry, you're not allowed to pronounce it like that anymore, have you? It's
Kiev. Kiev.
Yeah. So Kiev was really suffering, and that's where they both live. So.
Oh well.
Well, that was 2 days ago, and they were still safe at that point, as can be.
They're probably detecting with an AK-47 in one arm and a Rutus or...
No, they've probably gone behind enemy lines at bloody Chernobyl and they're still doing bloody exploration videos there.
Yeah. Oh, actually, well, I shouldn't say this, but what a nightmare for anyone detecting after a war. The bullet shell, well, they could have some good finds, but can you imagine the empty casings everywhere? In like 5 years' time.
Just like France, really, isn't it? They're not able to metal detect in a lot of areas because of the ornaments that are still in the ground.
Anyway, hello to everyone in the chat.
Yes, good evening. Doodle's gone digging. That's not Marky Marks. Marky Marks gone digging, isn't it? Steve Denwell.
Philip Wills.
Marius Carrick. Philip Wills, yes. John Clayton. Scott Curry. Ian Greenall, Martin Homan, good evening to you all. So tonight's guest, we're going to be talking about the legend. And in a few minutes, and of course, we didn't mention Mr. Rob Random. In a moment, tonight's guest, Adam Keeley, who I'm sorry I've spelt your name wrong, Adam. I have just noticed, and I only done it because I know somebody whose name is spelt the other way. He'll be coming on. We're going to be talking about the legend, his initial thoughts on the legend, because he is a member of the Nocta Macro Nomads. But in 2 weeks' time, we have some pretty darn massive news momentarily. We're going to be releasing it tomorrow, the actual thing, but we'll be announcing it very, very shortly. And we're also going to be running an advert at 9 o'clock for Relics Radio. They've got a competition coming on, so you'll be able to, anyone worldwide, international, will be able to enter that. So without further ado, let's say hello to that lovely chap, Mr. Adam Keeley. Hello, how are you?
Evening, chaps, how are you doing?
Good, how's yourself?
Good, yeah, pretty good. Thank you.
Good to see you again. It's the first time you've actually been on the show as a singular guest as well.
That's right, yeah. I was on with Scott towards the end of last year, I think, when the Legend was launched. So
that's right, yeah. We did the live launch, didn't we? That was fun. Rob Random said he's actually touched Adam at Detectable. He hasn't washed his hands since.
Oh, well, you might want to look at that, Rob. Get that sorted out, mate.
The question I'd like to ask is where?
I mean,
in the Regton's tent, in the beard, I don't know. You're just wondering exactly where.
Well, it probably went for his shaft, I would have thought. But hey ho. Very clean.
My channel's family friendly. You've already messed that one up.
Well, no.
We're family friendly.
The metal detector shaft, Adam. The metal detector shaft.
We're very family friendly.
Yeah.
It's just the type of family you wouldn't probably have round your house.
Especially if there was alcohol or a drinks cabinet. So, Adam, as a nomad, you got a little gift recently, didn't you? Well, not a gift, but...
Ah. That's the legend.
Very, very clean. Very clean.
It's only been out once.
I got confused then. He said, there's the legend. I thought he was talking about you, Adrian.
No.
Shucks.
Too much certainty.
A joke on that.
Yeah.
So is it all what you expected, Adam?
And more.
Well, you're going to say yes, aren't you? Because you're a nomad.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But no, seriously. I mean, I've never used an SMF machine before. I went out with it first time last weekend. New little permission. It was a lovely little walled garden on the edge of one of my current permissions I've never used before. No one's detected it before. And that first hunt, it picked out a musket ball at 13 inches and a small buckle at 14 inches. Nice and solid. Knew it was there. Solid sound, solid numbers. So, yeah, so far, really impressive.
But it's not very good on low shallow targets, then. I was joking. Sorry. People often go on about depth, but you can miss a lot of stuff on the top surface as well if you haven't got your machine right. But I'm sure the legend will.
It's not just about the depth, though, is it? It's also about the girth.
Yes. But no, I did actually. I don't watch. I haven't got a legend, and I might have one coming soon, but I don't watch any videos for new machines just in case I get a little bit, not say brainwashed, but sometimes. But I did watch your walled garden one because your videos are very well filmed and nice. And everyone loves an English country garden, especially if you pull down your pants, sterilize the ants, like we used to say at school. But it is a nice video, and I briefly watched it, and it was literally your first hunt, so you were getting used to the machine. You're right, Dave.
That tickled me. I'm singing it in my head now.
Didn't you used to sing that in the playground?
Yes, I'm singing it in my head.
Yeah, I still sing it at work. I also sing the one my mate Billy. Oh no, better not. He's got a 10-foot.
And a 10-foot.
Yeah,
he showed it to the girl next door. Thought it was a snake, and she hit it with a rake, and now it's only 6'4".
Yeah.
Never heard it.
It did. Dog. No. Anyway,
inside
Adam,
out. When you put the penny in.
Yeah. Stop. Cut. That looks really exciting. That country garden. It was. Was there a lot of iron or a lot of trash in there?
There wasn't much. To be honest, I had the iron notched out. I was just using the basic custom setting that comes out of the box with it on the discrimination side of it. So that may have had something to do with it. But I wasn't picking much up on the iron side of it. There's a few targets that are obviously alloys with the ferro check coming up with, you know, ferrous and non-ferrous targets. But most of it was non-ferrous stuff in there. So, yeah, it's quite a good little hunt. I've covered that garden now, but there are... I think five other similar sized gardens there. So in the future, maybe I can get permission for those.
Wow, nice. And you do those on your own?
Yep, it's just my sole permission, that one. So it's just me.
Nice and relaxing. Is it far from your house?
It's probably about a half hour drive.
Okay.
Too bad.
Because you predominantly do a lot of beach detecting because it is hard to get permissions. So when you bag that with the legend, I bet you couldn't sleep at night. I bet you had maps out of that permission all over your bed, and your wife was trying to get to sleep, and you had the legend instruction manual printed out because single sheets because you hadn't received
it. And then she was in a spare room because the legend was in bed with you.
Yeah. I'd have a bedroom wall full of detectors if I could, but I don't think my wife would like it.
I dare you just to start with one. If she says nothing, put another one there and just continue until she says something. Dare you. Double dare, physical challenge, no boxes, no mirrors.
I did have the simplex upstairs for a little while when I got that. But yeah, I don't know why it was up in the bedroom, but probably because it was waterproof. Anyway, we move on. So you've got the machine, and what are the certain things that you straight away, apart from the multi-frequency, that jumped out at you that you really like about it?
Well, I'm a simplex user. I've used a simplex for a couple of years now, and it's the same housing, so it feels the same. it doesn't feel any different physically from swinging the simplex. It's got an extra couple of grams, I think, on the weight, but you don't really notice it. So it's really comfortable, really strong. And to be honest, I wouldn't have any qualms about dropping it down and worrying about damaging it. It's really nice and tough. But in actually using it, going out with it last weekend and using it, although there's a lot more settings and there's a lot more going on the screen, obviously there's a lot more things you can do with it, it feels a lot like the simplex in the way the user experience on the screen. You know, you haven't got to worry about all the settings in all sorts of different places or different programs. You select your modes, you select your frequencies, you select your recovery speed, sensitivity, and off you go. It's really simple to get on with. So moving from the simplex to the legend was just a really simple transition. So I think that was the biggest thing.
They've been very clever not to, because the simplex, I think, is just under 3 pounds in weight, and the legend is just 3 pounds. So it's not a lot of difference in weight, is there, compared to the simplex?
No, and you've got the carbon shaft on there as well. So the machine's probably
heavier. Sorry?
They've got the carbon fibre shaft on the bottom as well.
Because the
makes it lighter and more sturdy as well. So.
Simplex shaft was a little bit wobbly, wasn't it? Well,
towards the end, especially when you get the bigger coil on it, you get the SV35 on it. You can't really use it with the stock shaft.
No,
the carbon shaft to get the stability on it. But it feels like you're swinging a simplex, but it's got a much more sort of complicated setup inside, but still really easy to navigate and use.
Going back to coils, am I right in saying there's three available at the moment?
That's it. You got
already? Bloody hell.
Yeah, well, you got the stock coil comes with it, the 11-inch double D coil comes with it. If you get the Pro Pack, you can also get a 6-inch, it's a double D, but it's a circular 6-inch coil, which will go out on the beach. And then they've got the 13-inch, so same as the SP35 on the simplex. So you've got nice big coverage for the pastures and fields.
And it has to be specifically for the legend. You can't put any other coils on because of the multi-frequency.
That's right. Well, same for all the Nocta machines. They are specifically designed for the machine. So if you put an Amphibio coil on a simplex, you won't have a good time. They are specifically for each machine. They're precisely tuned.
If anyone's got any questions in the chat about the legend, because I have a few...
We've got Scott DeBay in there as well. So if there's any bits and bobs Scott I'd like to throw in as well, please feel free to.
Yeah.
Because obviously we know Scott's a Nocturne Nomad, and he's got the product as well testing at the moment. Well, we're beyond testing now, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I think like all these new machines with the software updates, if there's any issues. I mean, the simplex had what, 4 Adam software updates since it came out?
Least, I think probably more than that. 4 or 5.
Has it got the mute button like the simplex has got?
It hasn't. But to be honest, I don't think you need it with this. I was using the pulse dive with it last weekend. There's no interference when I was using the pinpointer.
Do you have any other pinpointers?
Cool,
no, you're a nomad. They're all rubbish, aren't they, apart from Nocta Macro? It's interesting because multi-frequency obviously is more susceptible to EMI, so it'd be interesting how it fathoms out if someone buys one and they got a Garrett or a MI4, 6 or whatever pinpointer. So it'd be interesting how they are affected with it. Same as other detectors. Have you sort of shuffled up close to someone on the beach with an Ace 250 or an Equinox?
Yeah. Obviously not with a legend yet. I've only been out with it once in the garden. But
oh, you don't take it with you when you go out?
No, I won't. Shopping. I mean, you've got the frequency shift on there as well. So if you are getting interference, you can shift it. It's got 13 stages on the frequency shift. So I don't think...
Yeah, that should be enough to clear it, shouldn't it? 13.
Yeah, so if you are having trouble, just... not the frequency shift, and you'll be fine, I'm sure.
Because do you know how long Nocta have been working on this? Because it's been a while, hasn't it? The technology.
Yeah. I don't know precisely. I mean, from what I understand, it was announced they were working on it around about when the simplex came out. So that's what, 2.5 years, maybe?
Right.
And that's when they said they were working on one. So you know, probably longer than that.
Oh, we've got, sorry, Dave. All I can really say is I went on Live Pasture with it yesterday. It's all uploaded if you'd like to watch. 1.5 hours. Flipping heck. Wow. Crikey.
It's got really well with it yesterday.
History revisited. It's okay with the Garrett pointer and XP pointer as long as you don't. Yep. Yeah, oh, that's good. That's really good. I would have thought not to would have tested it out against stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah. It's better than the Nox, Jason. This is gonna be the battle, isn't it? And this is what, you know, you don't need to say anything, but we've got the Sainsbury's and Aldi scenario here, haven't we? We've got two machines. I'm not gonna mention them, but there's gonna be this battle going on, and the competitor is gonna be in there. So it's gonna be very, very interesting over the coming months. What people do, and I think also
it's not just them two, though, is it? You've got the new Deus, you've got the new Rutus, you've got, you know, you've got the products that were leading at the market that you say is the competitor. You've got the Legend coming onto the market, you've got the Atrex on the market, you've got the Deus 2 on the market, you've got three over the space of 3 months.
Yeah,
so they've all got their positives, they've all got the negatives, and everybody, exactly, each and every one of them will have their favorites, and they will argue to each other to blue in the face, saying theirs is the best, but it's all down to the individual.
That's it.
Yes, and we are very lucky that we've got competition's great, because when the Equinox came out, that was it. That was the machine everyone wanted, whereas now there are, like you say, Dave, a multitude of machines you can pick. Different price points, obviously. It's great for us in the hobby, because when they all start having bun fights and arguing and making machines cheaper or dearer, it's better for us, isn't it, at the end of the day?
What other hobby can you get so many products of a high-end quality and ability as you can in metal detecting coming out all at the same time, apart from flint napping?
Topiary,
yeah. Topiary,
yeah.
That weaving stuff. What's that one called? Macrame.
Origami. No,
macrame.
I know it's quite heavy in the crochet world. There's a lot of competition there with the Slapstick 4000 that came out, automated crochet machine last year. but yeah, no, you're right. It's I was going to ask you about the app. Have you got the pro pack, Adam?
I've only got the standard pack at the minute because they were only sending those out first. But we're going to get the extra coil and the battery pack at a later point. So when they start coming out, we'll get those as well.
Because that extra battery pack, I think, depending on what frequency you run, that lasts up to 40 hours, doesn't it?
I don't know the exact number, but you can definitely you can probably get a whole weekend's detecting out the machine itself.
Yeah, so you
could.
That's more than you get out of me.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it'll burn Dave out. The machine will wear out. Dave will wear out for the machine. But I think
you go to a weekend like Detectable or Rodney Cook or something, you probably just go on one charge on the machine. But if you wanted to have the backup of that, having that battery pack there, then you can keep that charged or charge up another machine, charge up a friend's machine. You know, it's really handy. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that and testing that out.
Detectable. Dates released 10th and 11th of September.
Indeed.
Yes, although the website was down today.
Yeah, it's been down for a couple of days. I don't know if they're doing some maintenance or something.
Yeah, did you notice that, David?
No, I haven't. I rang Adam before to apologise that I've been in touch, because my last couple of days have been a bit of a whirl. So I've not been anywhere, to be honest. I've not actually caught up. I got a brand new laptop the other day. I've turned it on and put the programs I want on it, and that's all I've done up to now. I've not even used it properly yet. I had to get a brand new laptop. The other one, honestly, Adrian, turn it on, it was steam powered. I couldn't do the website on it. It was that bad.
It's them websites you go to. Adam, if you could pick a find for a bucket list with a legend, what would it be?
Hammered. I've never found a hammered coin.
Really?
Never found a hammer collect, yeah.
Desperate but then time. That's you did a lot of beach detecting, so they're not really...
Yeah, not beach detecting. A lot of my permissions are sort of... I mean, I've got... where the walled garden is, that's actually where my events fields are. So I've done a few... quite a few hunts there with events stuff, so a lot of modern stuff there. The oldest places have been really the detectables, and we had a manor house a year or two ago I did with Aaron at South Coast Detecting Room, did a manor house a couple of times. But yeah, beyond that, most of my permissions are a little bit sort of more modern in activity. So no, I haven't found any of there. So yeah, one day. Got my first Roman last year. But yeah.
Adrian, I've got one upmanship on him. I've got two Ahmeds.
Have you?
One upmanship. But he's got one upmanship on me. I ain't got a Roman.
Okay.
That is going to change this weekend. Mark my word. I hope so,
David. Adam, where are you? Yep. West Sussex?
East Sussex.
Okay. Well, if you
somebody who's not good with... I used to be brilliant when it came to geography in this country. And then taking geography in high school completely ballsed it up because it done nothing to do with geography. So I've switched off in the world... Sussex. Yes. Where in Sussex are you? East Sussex. I've no idea what that is on the top of my head.
It's a nice bit.
No, I don't know where. I can't picture where Sussex is in my head. I don't know what township he's around.
Eastbourne's probably the closest one.
Right. So Aaron, sort of Luke area, Nile area, that sort of Peaky Finders terrain.
Yeah, that kind of area.
Yeah.
Very nice down there. A lot of retired people down there, aren't there, Adam?
Yeah, not me yet, though, sadly.
No, but a good place to move.
So you're moving there too, mate?
I'd move to East Sussex, drop of a hat.
No, you're moving soon?
No, but what I was saying is, Adam, do you ever come to Essex?
Not recently, no.
If you're popping up, give us a shout, and I'll take you out on my permission, and you should get hammered. So I find them, I'm quite fortunate, find them a lot. And if you came out with me for a day, my mate, we've got a couple of permissions, and one of them, pretty much, if we started at like 10 in the morning and finished at dusk, you'll find a Roman and possibly a hammer.
Can I come?
Every other weekend we find hammers. So
can I come?
No, because you can't, Dave. You can't because of the borders. I told you this before. The border control. It's too. You can come down, Dave, but it's about 10 hours.
Now I'm sad.
It is. It's too far away.
I'm sad now.
But Adam, if you want to come down and do a video or something, and you're more than welcome. So
wouldn't it be up?
It would be up.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. And I've got a lot of pillboxes on my. Yeah, and I mean, there's travel lodges there, and I would say I'd put you up, but my wife would get very concerned.
There's a song about that by the person who sang the song. Boris Johnson is a song. Boris Johnson is a sausage roll. You know the one. Rob Random will know what I'm on about.
Oh, right. So, if you want to do that, because I know what it's like. I remember when I found my first hammered with the White's Treasure Master. So seven hertz machine. Like 150 quid when I started getting back into detecting years ago. And there's something about hammers. That's why everyone's got T-shirts in it and everything. But have you found anything like a fibula or?
No, nothing like that, sadly. No, I think the Roman's probably the oldest thing I've had. Beyond that, sort of Charles II, that kind of era.
Because you've got a lot of history. You should go on a Peaky Finders dig, shouldn't he, Dave?
I did the first dig of the year a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, did you find much there? Or?
Yeah, well, nothing quite that old, but I found an old candle snuffer, just the end of a candle snuffer, which was quite nice. I don't think I've got it with me, but yeah, a little candle snuffer and an old artillery regiment badge.
Was a couple Royal Artillery Regiment, yeah.
Yeah, that was an old one, so... Yeah, it was good fun, actually.
Dark Knight Detectorist, he says, my first and second hammered with the Simplex, and one got sucked up the Hoover.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Rob Random said, take your chastity belt. Adrian gets a bit excited in the fields.
I do get very excited. I tell you what, it's funny, isn't it? Because I don't know about you, Adam and Dave, but the night before you go out, when you go to bed at night, what is it? Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. And you see the red sky at night and you think it's going to be a nice day tomorrow. And you got a permission, new permission or one you've been on before. And I lay in bed and you do get so excited. And I prep everything the night before, pocket meat, snacks, drinks, my cheeky can of beer sometimes. And you get out there. And when you've got a new machine, I don't personally think it's so much fun. Because you spend most of the time learning it, like you went out, Adam. You know, you especially if I've got one for Treasure Hunting magazine, I'm field testing. You dig every hole, which is a bit tiring, just to see what you're doing. You go through every single program, and it can be a bit of a pain. But when you've got your machine, which I presume yours is the Simplex, your sort of leisure machine, I would say, because you know it inside out, don't you? So you might have a bit of a detect with a Legend, and then sort of give it half hour with the Simplex and see how I'm getting on. And 9 times out of 10, the Simplex will do better than the Legend purely because it's luck and nothing to do with the machine. And then it confuses your mind and you think, oh, have I got the right settings? So, yeah, no, I think definitely looking forward to the weather now. It's getting better and getting out there. And you must be, Adam, with that new machine, you must be like, oh, can't wait.
I've been tracking the tides. We've got a spring tide this weekend in Eastbourne. The weather's okay, it's looking dry. I've been watching it all week just to make sure we're not going to get rained off for the weekend. But yeah, Saturday morning I'll be up with Pyrenees Spawn and see what I can find on the wet sand with it.
I'm actually that excited. I know I'm definitely going. I'm that excited. Listen, we've got an announcement to make, haven't we? Big announcement.
I haven't told my wife yet.
Go and tell her.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about
that. Right.
Sorry.
No. We went on about the operation, that you were you considered.
Yeah.
So, in 2 weeks' time, we will be welcoming Dilek Gonulet onto the show. And Dilek's been in communication with Luke, and we have a prize to give away. We will have the new Nocta Macro Legend to give away on the show live. Not only is this a fantastic giveaway on the show, but it is also the first giveaway of its type, competition type, anywhere in the world where the Nocta Macro Legend is being given away. So there'll be a video released tomorrow on our social media channels. We'll be telling you how to actually win the prize, how to enter the competition. And it'll be run on the 17th, 9 p.m. We will draw it live on the show. And, well, there you go. What bigger news than that? The brand new Nocta Macro Legend. Win it here, free, 2 weeks tonight.
David, is it worldwide competition? Is it open to people in Scotland, Wales, Isle of Wight, Kazakhstan?
I will check. I'll get Luke to check. And that information, I'll make sure he puts in the video. But while we're going to be doing it, you'll have to be a two-part competition. One, you'll have to visit the Archaeology and Metal Detecting magazine website to find the question. And then you will have to go to the Big Detecting Show website to put your answer in there. And Adrian will do all lots of nice, dandy things on the website.
Coloured drawings, get any film tips. Yep.
Download some black and white pictures of Legend and you can colour it in yourself. Mm-hmm. And he won't really be doing that. And there you go. Jobs are good. And we'll be drawing it live via our Spin the Coil 2 weeks tonight. How's that sound there, Adam?
That sounds amazing.
Adam likes it. Adam's going to enter.
We might even throw...
I've got one, but, you know.
Sorry, Adam, we're having yours.
Oh, are you?
if you don't mind delivering it as well.
Adrian, I'm so excited to see who's just popped in the chat. Siren Kimmy. Hiya, Siren Kimmy. How are you?
Hey, Kimmy. Yeah.
Wow.
Kimmy, hey, it's legend of legends. Show. All the way from the US of A. Absolutely dandy to see you, Kimmy.
And even got the big in caps. Brilliant. We also might give away some other bits as well with the legend, I think, Dave. And I don't mean...
Hopefully so. We don't mean snake skins.
No, I've got a pair of size 9 Reebok. No, we will
I've got some old Lycra cycling shorts in mauve as well.
With a stain on the back. No, things like that. Oh, actually, no, it should be not.
No, nobody can actually see that, mate.
No, that's probably not wise to give it away. I tell you what we'll do. We'll do Gareth Howard. He won a... Look, that's really cool, isn't it? He got a subscription to Treasure Hunting Magazine, 12 months, which he should receive shortly the other day. And we might chuck in some stuff like that, some Sphinx new books, which everyone should have. You got that, Adam?
I don't have that one.
We haven't found any hammers yet, but when you do, you get that.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I need the book.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, might be able to get some detector accessories. That'd be quite good. But yeah, legend, not to macro type accessories, not just other ones. But yeah, it'll be very exciting. And considering only 42 people watched the show, the odds are really good. If you want to win the legend, isn't they it, Dave?
And I think they should all tune in for one night only. In fact, I'll tell Luke in the video to tell people to tune in. Otherwise, we will send rampant badges after them.
Yes. Well, no, they'll sense it. They'll sense it. Because, something's... What the hell's that? Poppy seeds.
Adrian, we don't need to discuss things like that on air, do we? Come on now.
I'm checking it weren't weed or something. I've got poppy seeds everywhere. Where do they come from?
So what you're saying now is you're doing some form of like opium den.
I wish. I think if you eat a lot of poppy seeds, they come up that you've got opium in your blood. But I think I might have dreamt that. Adam.
You might have made that up, or is it one of them things that some bloke down the pub told you?
Probably. I did go down the pub Tuesday night with the owner of Treasure Hunting Magazine and Greenlight Publishing. And bless him, the next morning he tested positive for COVID. Everyone's getting it at the moment. But anyway,
so
Adam.
No, it's in the beer.
Sorry?
It's in the beer.
No, beer.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry. Carry on.
Alcohol kills COVID. We all know that. Adam, have you been inundated with inquiries since the legend come out via your YouTube channel, which, you know.
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, a lot of comments, a lot of messages to the Facebook page. Yeah, I'll try and answer as many as I can. But yeah, a lot of people interested, a lot of questions.
Because your YouTube channel, which is I'm Dave. I know it's there now. D-Tech Sussex.
It's already there. It's just the screen isn't sharing.
Yeah.
Come on, share. Share.
Yeah.
Go on, Dave.
Sharing. It's sharing.
Can't see it.
Tell you what, this bloody thingy's been a bugger tonight.
You need to get a new laptop.
There we are.
That's it.
There he is.
I joined your channel, Adam, when you had about 240 subscribers. Because I first looked at it and thought, oh, this looks a really high-end professional, because your hobby is video editing as well, isn't it?
One of them, yeah.
And now you're at over 3,000. And what's that in a couple of years?
I started September 2019, so about 2.5 years.
Dave, look at this. Look at this. That is better.
I'm looking.
I personally think that's better than Nocta Macro's marketing material, which is very good. I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying this is sort of like very, very well done. What do you use to video it, Adam?
That's just my mobile.
Have you got you know what I'm talking about, one of the things you hold in your hand that keeps it still?
A gimbal, I do, but I wasn't using it on those. The little trick with these ones is to film it in slow motion.
Wow.
Takes all the camera shake out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you film it in slow motion, you get that lovely sort of slow pass, and all your handshake because it's so slowed down, you don't notice it. So it looks and feels really smooth.
Tips and tricks there for people watching. Yeah. And do you use your mobile or a GoPro for filming your actual digs?
That's a mobile as well, same phone. Everything's filmed on my phone.
Do you mind me asking what phone it is?
It's a Samsung Galaxy S9. So nothing particularly up to date. Yeah.
That's good, because I've actually got like the one up from that. So if I ever tried to make a video, it should be quite good too. Whatever do.
And what do you use for sound, Adam?
I've got a Rode a lavalier mic, clip on mic. It goes on the harness for the phone holder, the chest mount for the phone holder. It's got a little dead cat on it, and it works really well. It gets nearly all the wind out, so you very rarely hear the wind in my videos.
Yeah, I was going to say your voice is very clear on the videos.
I like the fact you colour coordinate by wearing the same colour shoes.
Yes. They're Nomad shoes. They're special. Got plastic steel toe cap, plastic toe caps. Oh dear, you should fast forward that. Your first find a 1p, but it's a find.
I like finding coins. That's probably my favourite thing to find. So a coin on the first find was great, but 1p could have been better.
Oh, small skip ball. It's worth 13 inches.
Yeah, 13 inches. That was straight down. And it picked it up as if it was on the top. You know, it knew the numbers jumped very, very slightly between sort of one BDI to the next. But it knew there was something there. You know, it wasn't unsure about it at all. It knew it was there.
Were you getting any tones without a VDI?
I think. No, the auto VDIs.
Wow. Okay.
This was the 14 inch. This was the buckle. You're looking at now. This is a little spectacle buckle. There it is.
Oh, I love those. I've got one here somewhere. Oh. I found one at the weekend, actually. Where the hell that's gone? I don't know.
I think when it was, before I dug it, it was coming in, it was jumping between 41, 42, but fairly solid 41, 42, nothing else. When I got it out, waved it in front of the cord just in the air, and it was 44 solid. So obviously at depth, you're going to lose a little bit on the VDI, but it's pretty close.
Do you know why Nocta Macro changed from 0 to 99, which they predominantly use on their machines, to 60 on the Legend?
No.
I'd be interested to know why.
No.
Because...
it's a good question.
The more...
I thought it was a new challenge for learning numbers.
The more numbers, the more definitive the ID obviously will be. So do you get what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess the more numbers you have, the more specific you can get, but also the more... variance there can be, because even a really good target can potentially have a wobbly VDI. Whereas, suppose if you've got fewer, if it's not 60, each slot's going to be slightly bigger.
Yeah.
So you'll look onto the VDI maybe a little bit more, perhaps.
Yeah. I think 60 is a nice, you know, we're predominantly used to 0 to 90 on most BLF machines, and then you've got Minelab who've got their own. 0 to 99, but yeah, because you're going to be learning a lot, aren't you? Not only the new tones, but the VDI. Do you rely on the VDI match or the tones?
Tones mainly. The VDI, I see that as just extra info. So I listen to the tones. If I'm happy with the tone, I'll dig it anyway. But the VDI is just a nice little extra bit of information just to try and narrow down what it might be. And then, you know, if you know what a particular coin's going to be and you see that VDI, then, you know, it's just an extra bit of info.
Because you've got the new tones on the Legend, haven't you? How are you finding those?
Polyphonic tones, actually really good. I wasn't sure how quickly I'd adjust to them, but actually it probably took me 10 minutes. They're very different from the Simplex. They're polyphonic as opposed to just sort of single tones. Probably about 10 minutes in, and I wasn't really thinking about it anymore. It was really intuitive.
I've got a question off Kimmy, Adam. She says, do you use a harness for your mobile when digging?
I do, yeah. It's just a chest mount. So it's a plastic plate on sort of elasticated straps, which goes over your shoulders, around your back. And it's got a mobile phone clip, which you can adjust the angle of and just clip straight in.
And I've got another question. We're talking about tones. Dark Knight asked earlier, Have you played with the tones yet? I'm right in saying you're able to take the tones to sound like other machines.
You can certainly change the tones in many different ways. I don't know if you make them sound like other machines or not, but I haven't touched them yet. I've used the Amphibio where you can change the tones on them. I haven't touched the tones on that either. My sort of stance is learn the machine as it is, learn the, where the tones are, get to know it. And then if you want to change things around so it makes a bit more sense to you, then go for it. But at the minute, I've only been out with it once. I'm just going to leave it as is for now.
Adrian, you give that look when I asked that question. What was that look?
I've got a Simplex, and when it came out, everyone was like, oh, it's going to be honest, a bit of a Mickey Mouse machine. And Not to Macro have proved them wrong, because they've sold bucket loads of them, and there's been really good finds, and they've lasted the test of time. And I really enjoy using my Simplex now and again. But there is a but. The most common thing I've heard from people is they don't like the tones of the Simplex. I think that's predominantly people who've been using many detectors over the years. The sooty and sweet sort of scenario comes in. But with the Legend, they've made this more harmonic tone. And I think that would be a big USP to a lot of people looking at upgrading or buying a new machine. That's my personal view of the Simplex tones, and I'm not a lover of them, whereas the Legend does sound... I don't know if we can... Can you turn it on, Adam, or...
We mean the machine, Adam.
Yeah.
And then, give it a second.
That LD...
Yeah.
Legend detector, does that sound stand for?
I want to say loading.
I'd say last detector you'll ever have.
Yeah, see, that is just so much better for me. Yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Tidy Treasure Hunter, it's the same as the cruiser sound. Yeah. Definitely. Oh, right. Kimmy says, yes, loading.
Yeah.
It's a shame they couldn't have put a better graphic on there, but that's probably me. I've got the Rutus Atrex at the moment, and that is like, comes up with, it's like a Tesla dashboard, and it comes up with like, I don't know if it's when the Saints come marching in or something, but I'm just finishing off a review on that. And when I first had it and turned it on, my wife stuck her head round in the lounge. She thought I'd bought a games console because it's very harmonic. and she thought I was sitting there with some sort of...
Quick hello to Dilek in the chat. Good evening, Dilek.
Oh, hello, well. Dilek.
Hi, look Dilek. Forward to speaking to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So the new tones, Adam, do you find them... How can I put it? Sharper, crisper than what you were used to on the Simplex?
Yeah, it feels like I'm getting more information from them than the Simplex, which you'd expect because of the polyphonic. But yeah, not used anything with those sort of tones on before. So again, for me, it's brand new. It's all, you know, learning curve for me. But yeah, again, after 10 minutes, I was away with it. And yeah, I just felt like it was giving me a lot more info.
Yeah.
Felt really comfortable with it, yeah.
I mean, if like you said earlier on in the chat, it's using the Simplex housing and stuff like that, but that's it. That's where it stops, doesn't it? It literally, everything else is totally different machine. The tones, the multi-frequency, which I'm sure is going to totally change the market quite considerably, especially the price point, because were you expecting the machine to come out as cheap as it is?
I knew it was going to be competitive. I was a bit disappointed at the price. Yeah, it's a really, really good entry point for the Legend to come in. And the WHB basic pack, I think, I want to say about 680?
And the Pro pack with the battery.
So that kind of pack comes up.
I think I've actually got that here, because when I looked at what you get, with the Pro Pack, you even get. Did you get a hat with yours? You should be wearing it. You should be wearing it. Oh, that looks a nice hat.
It's a very nice hat, yeah.
Is it Velcro at the back or button?
It is Velcro.
Oh, nice. Quality hat.
I need that hat.
I'd like one of those.
Needs to be in my... No, I've got a collection. You can wait.
Oh, yeah. Dave always gets the hats. I don't get the hats.
Because I wear the hats. Look. Look at the hats.
Yeah. I've got four Not to Macro hats, but they seem to be stolen in the house by my wife and daughter and everything in the summer. It's a holiday hat, actually. My Not to Macro is a holiday hat. I wear it quite often when I go on holiday. And to, when you wear that hat, when you go shopping, Adam, do they go, oh, there's the legend? No. so if you said you've only been out of it once in the country garden. So when are you next going out on the beach?
Saturday morning. This Saturday morning I'll be out on the wet sand, hopefully. So I'll give it a run for its money out there. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Are you going to submerse it a little bit?
I don't go into the water as such, but I'll definitely be at the tide's edge and be playing with it on there.
You'll be dipping the tip.
I'll be, yep, splishing, splashing and splashing all over the place with it. So, yeah.
Wet shaft. Because we've had a lot of storms. Well, we had the storm the other week, so a perfect time to get on the beach.
I think this is the first spring tide since then. So, yeah, I'm hoping to get out. And there's a few rocks. When we get a spring tide in Eastbourne, there's some rocks a little bit further out you can actually get to. So I'm hoping there's a few things lodged in there.
And what coils have you got with the machine?
I've only got the stock one at the minute. But so the Pro Pack, I think we're going to get the extra bits for the Pro Pack in due course, we've been told. So hopefully we'll get them soon. The 6-inch coil that comes with that.
Dilek said that they're actually making a change on the hat and making it even better.
Oh, wow. News to me. Haven't even heard that. Nice.
How can it get better?
Nice. You see, we've got so much information on here, Adam. We got all the breaking news.
That's it.
Yeah, Dilek might not understand this, but if they could have a slogan like, if you want to get ahead with Simplex, get a hat. Not Simplex, Legend. If you want to get ahead with Legend,
You're just confusing people.
No, if you want to get ahead,
you were talking Simplex.
Get a hat.
I know what you meant.
Yes, but it's translation wise. Yeah, if you want to get ahead with a Legend, get a hat. Go on, embroider it on there.
How about a torch holder? Mini maglite holder.
It's because the one thing that Legend's got, it hasn't got a torch, has it?
It has.
Has it? Oh. Yeah. So,
more breaking news.
Oh, my Lord. I didn't know I had a torch. LED, yeah. Sorry.
There we
go. He's going to find a hidden hoard in his wall now, isn't he?
So, it's got an LED torch in the front. Whee!
Yes.
And you've also got...
Ooh, bright than it looks. Yes. Yeah.
And you've also got vibration on it as well.
That's right. Yeah, vibration. It's your Bluetooth headphones.
And the Bluetooth headphones sync really quickly, don't they? You literally just turn it on.
Yeah, you haven't got to sit there pushing down buttons for 5 minutes to try and figure out how to do it. It's literally you turn Bluetooth on the machine, you turn the headphones on, that's it.
Done. Someone did ask a question earlier about the headphones and the battery life on them. Obviously, you're not in a position that you've been needed to charge them yet, have you? No. So I don't know if Scott or Kimmy have got an answer to that. How long the battery life is on the Legend headphones or the Bluetooth headphones. You know what I'm about.
Have you got
so
the mirror?
The
headphones there?
I haven't. I've been running to get them.
Oh, they're in the bedroom, are they? No, that's fine. Because the headphones look quite comfortable.
They are insanely comfortable. The padding on them is so thick and so soft. It's such a comfortable set of headphones to wear. They do cut out a little bit of background noise as well. So you're in your own little bubble as you're going. You can still hear the outside world, but compared to the wireless ones with the Simplex, you hear a little less of the outside world, so you can focus on the tones. They fold away as well, which is really nice.
Oh,
little leatherette bag as well.
I saw the leatherette bag and I wondered what it was for. Yeah, so, leatherette. I like that. Mm-hmm. Leatherette.
I like that.
Leatherette.
Not quite leather.
Yeah. And the headphones, they're water resistant. They're obviously not waterproof, but you can use the Noctamacro waterproof headphones with the machine. Is that right?
You can use the waterproof headphones with the machine, yeah. You can plug those in. So any wired headphones will go in if you've got the right adapter for it.
Do you intend...
Kimmy, I demand, Kimmy, that you make a super short video for us about the Legend. There you go. Test. Do it. Come on, Kimmy, respond. Respond, Kimmy. Come on, Kimmy. Oh, that was Steve Patterson.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, she has one. Marvellous. If you could pop that on over to... She's watching it instead. She's watching here instead of Everton. Everton? Editing. If you wouldn't mind us utilising that and popping it on over to myself or Luke, we'd very much appreciate that. Because Kimmy's got to do us some shorts in the future. Don't mean shorts that you wear on your legs either, Adrian, before you jump in and talk about shorts.
No, lederhosen.
You'd suit them.
I've always wanted a pair, like a camo pair, to go out to Texan with wellies.
So I think I'd look double dare physical cart challenge. Quite nice. These no mirrors.
Yeah. So Adam, you've got the Legend. Have you got obviously? Have you got planned? You've got one permission, which is. Well, not one permission, but you've got your beach. Have you got many permissions you're going to take?